It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Okay, here we go. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show, not the Compos Outdoor Show, just the Outdoor Show. We're no longer Compos anymore over there on Boat Street. So people ask me, how do you enjoy retirement? And I love it. He goes, well, keep doing your radio show. They really like the radio show. So anyway, I am doing the radio. And speaking of radio show, I got one of my favorite guests, Captain Eric Spitzer, join us. Hadn't been in for a while. Although him and I have been having some fun lately. we'll talk about that maybe later in the show. But welcome, Captain.
Thanks for having me.
Whoops, I don't have your mic on. Sorry, there you go.
How about that?
That's much better.
All right, thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so last you were in has been about 5 or 6 weeks at least ago. I always like to get you in at least every month or month and a half and kind of give us an update on, you always tell me business is good, right? So business is good with the troopers. No, it's a good thing, but business is good. So,
yeah.
We got lots to talk about. We kind of talked about some of the things you're touching on. Mm-hmm. We're in October. It's getting darker out. The roads are going to get slick. So we know all those things. We've talked about that and carrying all the stuff. You know, we mention that all the time. But what specifically is kind of time sensitive, or what did you want to chat about specifically?
I can go down a little laundry list of stuff here. One of them is we have our fast approaching is Halloween.
Yep.
We're going to be doing Operation Glow with the kiddos, making sure they got glow sticks around their neck so when they're running around trick-or-treating, they don't get, run out in traffic.
Yeah, that's a couple, 3 weeks.
So folks can see them. Also on Halloween this year, it's Halloween falls on a Friday. It's going to be the 31st of October, obviously. On the 31st of October, and then the 1st and 2nd of November is going to be our, I want to put this out there, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank Holiday Food Drive.
Oh, right. Annual. Do you do it once or twice a year?
We do it once a year.
Once a year,
It seems like twice a year.
It does, yeah.
But, so that's coming up. We're going to be out at Costco and collecting up food or cash.
And you compete with the other law enforcement agencies.
Yeah. That's the part about it that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Last year, North Pole PD just eked us out a little bit, and this year we're going to make a big comeback. But we ended up getting over like 100,000 pounds of food last year for the food bank, which is awesome. And
that is really, really good.
I don't think anybody should go to bed with hunger pangs. It's so simple too.
Let me turn this off. Sorry about that. Potential spam. Got my phone on. Okay. So you got that.
We got that going on. And then let's see what else. We're going to have a coffee with a cop coming up sometime soon here. We haven't actually.
We did that last year at our shop.
Yeah.
That was really good. And you had Canine Kenny. And you had Joel Miner was out there telling the story about just great time. It was really a good time.
Yeah, we were kind of talking with North Pole Coffee Company about maybe using their venue in town for this time, but I don't have a date for it yet. But that's coming up, and I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
And
how's crime in general? Is there? I don't know why. I have heard an awful lot of sirens in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, there was something went out on the Parks Avenue Bridge. I still don't know what that was, but it just seems like a lot of sirens, whether it's just traffic accidents or bad guys or bank robberies, who knows?
I got one for you that was really interesting the other day. Now, normally the situation is kids going missing.
Yeah.
And we're like
putting, it's a priority, right?
It's a priority, especially with cold weather coming in, hypothermia. So it's a priority. We're pushing troops out. We're pushing PIO information to get, find these kids. Well, in this situation, it's completely flip-flop. It's the opposite. We found two kids. I'm not going to say where, but
ages.
It's like way out, like by
ages.
Murphy Dome area.
How old are these kids?
4 and 6.
Oh, man.
4-ish and 6, okay? And the strange thing was that they appeared, they had signs of having been abused, abused and neglected. But they didn't know. They couldn't provide us information as to what their last name was, where they lived.
At six?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised too. Yeah, and there were signs of abuse. And so we had these kids all day just found on the side of the road, and we don't know who they belong to, which was like the opposite. Like usually you're looking for the kids. We know who they are, and they're missing. In this case, we have kids, but nobody's reported them missing.
Wow.
Nobody's saying like, hey, where's my kids at?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some kind of some family issues there. And some folks got arrested later on when we figured out who they belonged to. And
that's normally you're getting calls like, I think my kid's missing.
And people are panicking. Yeah. You know, my kid's gone. In this case, it was flip flop. And it was like kids were found and no parents could be identified. But we got them identified, and I'll tell you what, props for our Alaska Bureau of Investigation helping us out with that, Tanana Chiefs, and all our partners, local partners in the community that kind of came out and helped to figure this out, you know.
That's a scary moment, and it's even scarier when the parents aren't that concerned.
There's a lot of concerns there on that one, but man, happy ending. We got that one solved, and hopefully there's some order going to come to that family.
We talked earlier a little bit off the air about, and I keep forgetting myself. I own one. I have an iPhone 16, and it has the satellite technology in it, which is really nice if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you don't have I do have Starlink, but I don't take it everywhere. But I kind of forget I have that. But when I was up the river this year and I had my Starlink going, every once in a while I had my phone out and it would say, you know, you can hit the button and have satellite connection. Right. Well, and you have to wait and you see where the satellite's coming and you line the phone up.
Yeah.
And
you got to turn the phone a little bit.
And it might say good connection in 11 minutes.
Yep.
So, you know, at least I don't know how many phones have that. I know the 16
after
has
12.
It. You're kidding.
After the 12. And you want to hear a funny story about that?
Yeah.
So I'm moose hunting this year, way into 21D. All right. Okay. And secret spot.
Yeah.
So I run into my father-in-law and my sister-in-law. They were out there hunting that area as well.
Oh.
Okay. So I run into them and I'm like, hey, I haven't heard from you. What's going on? Yeah. We had Starlink, but I mean, like we don't take the Starlink with us in every, there's a bunch of boats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, we didn't hear anything. What's that? Are you okay? What's going on? Oh, well, you know, we don't have a satellite thing. And I'm like, let me see your phone. You see the satellite thing on there? And they're like, yeah, what is that? I'm like, you could text. Now, I don't think you can text pictures or anything like that, but you can text
data,
like an emergency data, you know? Yeah. And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. You can do this. And I kind of want to put that out to folks. Like, if you don't realize that, because most folks, if you live mostly in town, you're not going to see that thing pop up because it only pops up when you're outside of
the cell tower area.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if something happened to you and you're going out, say, to Chena Hot Springs resort.
Dead zone.
And you get that big dead zone between mile, like, 23 and about 55-ish.
Yeah.
If you get jammed up out there, you could text someone for help.
Yeah. It's good to know, and I didn't know. I thought it was just new on the 16, but if it's been out since 12, I bet you there's 90% of the people don't even know it.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Good to know. Another safety tip by the Alaska State Troopers. So that's good.
Just put it out there.
Excuse me. What about? I know that you guys had some sting operations going early on. Are those still continuing? Are you? Have you run out of people to bust?
We got a new sergeant. So Aaron Mobley was the sergeant in charge of a criminal suppression unit. Man, great trooper, great sergeant, great leader. He retired, and we put some new talent in there. Lucas Aldepeter, he's one of our longtime sergeants. I worked with him down at the academy, probably one of the smartest people I know. And he is coming up with some really good sting operation stuff. One of the things that you would never think that we'd have to worry about this, but junk cars. People are taking, like, they'll take a vehicle, they'll scrap it or pull parts off of it, whatever. And like they have basically an empty hull left over. You know what I mean? Just like this scrap junk thing. And you'll see them take it down to, it's like really irritates me when I see this. They'll,
Oh, that's your mic right there.
Oh.
Probably just a routine emergency.
My radio, I was like, what was that? I'm hearing voices. So people are taking these junk cars, and they'll take the parts off of them, and then just take them on the side of the road and dump them off. Like, it's happened over there on McGrath Road and stuff. Yeah. So
they don't have to deal with them.
Yeah, yeah. So we're putting up... The thing is, like, take it to the... Just take it to Fairbanks North Star Borough landfill.
Yeah.
And they've got an area there for cars and whatnot. Now you got to pay a little something to drop it off there. But
yeah.
I'll tell you this, if you get caught dumping a vehicle and we catch you on video, we got good evidence on this, it's going to cost you $1,000.
Wow.
So.
And how much does it cost to take to the dump? A couple $100?
Maybe $100 or something like that. If that. Yeah. I think it's like $60 or something. Wow. Don't quote me on that. But yeah. It's going to be a lot cheaper than a $1,000 fine for littering and a misdemeanor conviction.
Well, it's a road hazard, too. You can't plow around it.
And there's this turkey over on McGrath. I'm pretty sure I know who it is anyway. And
Satterberg?
No.
You said turkey and McGrath. It just came to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a gem. Yeah, he does live over there.
Yeah.
No, not him. But, I'm pretty sure we know where this is coming from. In fact, we've already dealt with one over there where you can see the skid steer tracks came out of the property, and we went over there and politely said, like, hey, if you do this again, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. There's some theft stuff.
I know what I was going to bring up. Marketplace scams. So they're always, they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just discovered one, and Abby was looking at a we're selling a vehicle, a truck. Mm-hmm. So I put pictures and everything out there. And this person calls up and says, hey, I'm really interested in your truck. I need to get, are you familiar with this report? It's like a 73-page report. And she said, no. She goes, well, if you'll just, I'll buy the truck, but if you just print that report when I come down, it's like $80. She said, well, no, you can print the report. I'm not going to print the report.
Yeah.
He goes, no, if you just, I'll buy the truck. So I don't know what's going on there, and we didn't do it, but we had a second call with the same thing, wanted this report. And I think you go on, you give me a credit card number, and you print a report, and then I don't know where this – I don't know anything more about that, but twice in a week we had this request for a report.
And it's they're the ones with the swipe and the credit card taking your
– No, well, they tell you what the website is, and then you're supposed to go print this report, so when they come get it, they see it's a clean report. Carfax.
Like Carfax or something like that,
but I think this is something where the funds probably go into their account. I don't know. But those kind of things are always popping up. I mean, there's people that do nothing all day but sit around on Facebook and dream up scams. So, and then, of course, you guys are always on. You're always saying, hey, if you get a report of this, like, hey, if you haven't paid your taxes, we're going to come get you, or your property taxes.
Yeah.
You need to fill this out right now or there's going to be a fine.
There's always like an urgency. Like they always want you, like, you got to do it right now.
Yes.
And that's one sign that it's definitely a scam, is that they want to strike hard and fast. Like, this is urgent that you do it. Act now. Or this will, you know.
We're going to come out with the
officers. And if anyone ever says to you, like, hey, you got to pay this in the cards, the gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
It's
that's
definitely going to be a scam if you're dealing in gift cards.
Yeah. Well, you've brought a bunch of these to our attention, but the problem is they stay ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're always something clever. There's somebody thinking around. You know what I always tell them when I get off the phone, when I know it's one of those? I always use the same thing whether it's a telemarketer or somebody trying to scam you.
Yeah.
I say, you know, your parents must be so disappointed in you.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know
just
what I
to
say
make
to
them think about it. What do you say?
I say, I'm like, you know God's watching you, right?
And your parents are disappointed. There's no end to the creativity. You got to give them points for creativity, and those are the hardest ones to bust, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there in the ozone. They're out there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, what part of your department would have anything to do with that? A criminal? Is there a division that when you have online scams, or is it just?
We have got like a technical crimes unit. Yeah. And we've got white collar crime. Where they look up scams and fraud and things like that. That's kind of falls under the Alaska Bureau of Investigation.
All right, we're talking with Captain Eric Spitzer. This is Craig Compo with the Outdoor Show. We'll be back after this.
The Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
That's the Outdoor Show, not the Compo's Outdoor Show. I guess they're going to fix that. But yeah, anyway, back here with Eric Spitzer, captain of the Troopers here. And we're talking about all things crime related.
Oh, yeah.
we talked about Fairbanks Marketplace thefts. We talked about a lot of stuff coming up. And are you noticing any drop in the CatCon market?
Yeah.
Catalytic converters?
Yeah.
Good.
We have that. It seems to kind of like fallen off a little bit.
Not so many people buying them. I know for a while you could box them up and send them outside and get paid, but you guys had a big push on that too, on these CatCon big guys.
Indeed. Catalytic converters, yeah. What it seems to have switched over to is folks now switching over to retail theft, walking out, because a lot of businesses are, you know, they were for a while there, don't touch their loss prevention. Some of them just did away with loss prevention and
let them go. And once the word gets on the street, hey, you can go there and load up with power tools and nobody cares.
Well, I got a hot tip for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're thinking about shoplifting over at Lowe's or Home Depot, especially like loading up a big cart and taking the whole thing out with flooring
which happens,
unless you want to get charged with get a felony conviction, don't do that. Our criminal suppression unit, there's work underway to come together with Fairbanks PD and help plus up the criminal suppression unit with some Fairbanks PD, at least one guy to the unit. And that's in their area over there. So we're going to be doing a lot more sting stuff over there. Now, the CSU guys are like, dang, why are you talking about it on the air? I'm talking about it on the air so that I can put the word out. If you're even considering it, don't.
Yeah.
You're going to get caught. And when you get caught, we're going to make an example of you, because guess what? The Fairbanks DA's office now has a retail theft unit. They have a retail theft prosecutor.
Because specifically there was so much
of it. Yeah. And guess what? The rest of us out here in the world who are like playing by the rules are sick and tired
of paying for it.
We're paying for it, number one. And number two, when you go into Lowe's and I want to buy like a sander or something like that, I got to go talk to some kid to come over to open a cage to give me a sander. Come on, man. Like, this is like...
Hey, I'm telling you, Fred Myers, you can't buy a stick lighter. A stick lighter for lighting your stove.
What does that cost? Like $5? Not even.
Why? Are you going to burn the place down? I guess, I don't know. It's spray paint. You can't buy spray paint because I guess they're sniffing it.
I'm just going to go in there and like get one of their loss prevention guys or one of their customer associates. I'm like, dude, why don't you just come with me and unlock all the cages for all the stuff that I want to get, because I don't got time to wait around for you in this section and that section.
Not only that adds tremendous cost to the vendor.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt for the consumer.
Yeah.
It costs more for the consumer because people were stealing stuff. And all this stuff adds up to more cost for everybody. You wonder why, you know, you used to go buy, you know, a loaf of bread and now it's like 80% more. But the issue I think I've got there too is, and I was mentioning this off the air, when I'm in, I don't care if it's Fred Meyer's, Safeway, Home Depot, I'm hearing on the intercom way more security check to 7B or
loss
whatever.
Loss prevention.
Yeah, so people are, you know, and that it just seems to be getting a bigger and bigger problem. People, and I think part of it was some of these, I'm not going to name names, but some of these stores, they told their employees, I would guess because, you know, somebody went to grab somebody and they fell, got hurt or whatever, don't touch anybody.
Well, that's
just
changing.
Let them go. Good.
That was like that for liability reasons, but I'll tell you this. Unfortunately, I was on a trip down recently down to Anchorage and I went into a Fred Meyer down there. Guess what they have at the door? Armed guard. There's an armed security guard at the door, and that security company takes on the liability for any kind of, you know, because the loss prevention, I mean, how well trained is a loss prevention guy? I mean, a lot of times they're, I'm not saying they're not well trained. I'm sure they're well trained, but what I'm getting at is maybe they're not well trained in like use of force and they're unarmed.
De-escalation.
Yeah. All that kind of business. So, I'll tell you what, if that's what it takes to reduce retail theft, I'm fine with it. In fact, when I walk into a store and I see an armed guy there, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If some kind of wackadoo came in here and wanted to like start shooting the place up, there's an armed guy there all the time.
Yeah. It's like they need it at schools.
Well, I mean, look what happened over at Safeway off of
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy came in, shot.
Innocent guy.
Yep.
Yeah. I knew the girlfriend of that guy. Anyway, the other thing we were going to talk about, we were talking about retail theft. We were talking about, I think it was on your list. There was, we had the Halloween. We got through Halloween.
Talk about beer battered pike.
Yeah. That fits right in.
I'll tell you what, I mean, like, although I'm the captain, I got to tell you, we talk about this work stuff a lot, but I love talking about outdoor stuff and four wheelers and snow machines and jet boats and fishing, hunting, trapping and all this. I got to tell you, until just recently, I was not a big fan of pike. I would do pickled pike and that's about it. The Y bones, whatever. Anyway, we recently during the moose hunt got into, hogs, big pike, like longer than your leg, fatter than your leg, which is not saying much for me because I got little alien legs, but, we got into this these hogs and, when they're bigger, they fillet a lot easier. And we took these pikes and made big nuggets. Actually, a friend of mine, Phil Crom, I hope he doesn't mind me saying his name on the radio, but he's the one who actually showed me how to do it. But took pancake mix that we had out at Moose Camp, some Coors Light, mixed it together, and then dipped this pike in that. And then
just those two things?
Just those two things. Oh. But then we cooked it in moose fat. Like we rendered moose fat, like right off the hind end. And then we took some mayonnaise and chopped up some pickles and made like a tartar sauce. I'm here to tell you right now.
Couldn't stop eating it.
We could not stop eating it. There was none left over. And from now on, like, I will never throw another pike away again. It was absolutely amazing. It was better than any halibut or any lingcod I've ever had. It blows the doors off. I've always just been suspect of pike because it's kind of smelly and slimy.
Yeah, no, and some people have told me before, pike is so good, and I never was that impressed with it, but this recipe is
I'm going to have to make you some of that. Come on over and Big Ange cook it up, and man, it is
good stuff.
Do
you have to eat it like right when you catch it, like grayling, or you can freeze it?
No, you can freeze it.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't freeze that one, but I've froze pike before. What I'll do is I'll cube it up, freeze it, and then pickle it. I'm not pickling any more pike. From now on, pike nuggets are the bomb diggity. And what it is, like, in the moose fat, there's something about that moose fat that was crazy good, man. I think we put a little bit of garlic, maybe some garlic salt on it or something like that.
But. Hey, until you had a good hunting season.
Oh, yeah. Good. Very good. Successful.
Yeah. I heard there was a drug bust on Love Road.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Don't know anything about we won't talk about that. I do want to ask you about, you and I were telling stories, and you used to be stationed out at St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Tell me this story, because I'm telling you, you need to go on Dark Winter Nights with this. This one is classic.
All right. So how did this come up? Someone was asking me and said, hey, what was the scariest thing, the scariest situation you've ever been in as a cop?
Right?
Yeah, right. This is a good Halloween story. So, and like most cases you think about, like, oh, scary, like, oh, someone was shooting at you or something like that, which, eh. This is way scarier. So I was conducting an investigation out there, and basically this young man was telling me about how he burned his dad's house down because his dad had abused him when he was growing up. His dad died, and when his dad died, he's like, you know what? I'm burning this house down to get rid of all those bad memories. So I'm doing the investigation. Okay, well, like, what'd you light it with? He said, oh, it's this purple Bic lighter. Okay, what'd you do with the purple Bic lighter? Because, like, you know, technically that lighter would be evidence
yes.
of arson. And he said, well, what I did was I went out to the graveyard, and I threw the lighter on his grave. So I said, well, could we go out there? Could you show me where that is? I'll collect up that lighter and kind of corroborate the story and all that. Okay, yeah, sure. So I don't know if you've ever been to Nunamikwa.
No.
But it used to be called Sheldon. Well, it was Nunamikwa, then Sheldon Point, then it changed back to Nunamikwa, which I like better anyway.
Yeah.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
So we go out there to this grave area, and folks out there, what they do is they'll put you in like the wooden box, and then they put a tarp over it, and they wrap it like a kind of like a present, like a Christmas present, you know, on the ends, and they staple it shut and all this. And then they just, because most of the year, the ground is frozen solid and you can't dig out there. So they take the casket, take it out onto the tundra, and anyway, the tundra kind of just like whoosh, grows over it. And envelops this.
So you got these humps of caskets.
Yeah, these like kind of humps going on out there, and I don't know if this is a story you wanted to hear about or not.
Yeah,
but you talk about the thing with the So I'm out there, and it's not like a normal cemetery that you're thinking of. It's like there's alders there and stuff growing over and weeds and whatnot. Anyway, as I'm going through this, I'm careful where I step, and like it wasn't really laid out that well. But I stepped up onto this like hummocky bump there, and as I stepped up on one of my foot. My forward leg to step up, my leg like punches through all the way up to my knee
into a casket.
Okay. And did you ever see those like those Chinese finger traps that like where you stick your finger in but you can't get it back out? Because the wood was still had enough structure to it, it was like pinching my leg in there. So I wasn't, but if I go to pull back out, I'm like, ow, ow, like it had me. You know what I mean? And I'm envisioning like what's inside this box. I'm envisioning somebody's like remains in there. And I was
so
just
weren't even looking down?
Oh, I looked down, but I was like, I didn't want to. I like pinched my eyes shut, like, oh, please, God. And I'm like, listen, whoever you are, I remember saying this to myself. I was like, whoever you are, please do not curse me. I am not trying. I'm not trying to defile you or your rest in peace and all this. Please do not curse me because I got enough going on already. And I'm like, how am I going to get my leg out of here because it's pinched in there? So I had to take the other foot and my hand and like start pushing down on the side to get the wood away from my leg so that I could pull my leg back out. And people are always like, well, what was down in there? Did you look down in there? I'm like, no, I did not look.
I ran away like a schoolgirl.
I just like sprinkled some hummocky tundra stuff over it. And I was like, please, please don't curse me.
So did you find the lighter?
Yeah, we found the lighter. And, you know, the guy that I was along with, boy, he had a good old time about that.
Yeah. You have to next time we are on the air, you'll have to talk about the guy whose arm
The bear
ripped his arm off.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy didn't, but it was a relative, his grandfather, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Let's save that for next time.
Yeah, let's save that. That's a great one. All right. Well, listen, this has been fun. This is Craig Campo with Captain Eric Spitzer. Any last suggestions for this time of year? Drive. You know,
what is
got
this
ice
it?
Coming
are we
up.
Wrapping
yeah,
it
we're
up?
Done.
Are you serious?
We're wrapping it up. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, dang. Well, I was going to throw out a couple things.
Okay, you got a minute.
Number one, recruiting. If you know anybody that's interested in becoming an Alaska State Trooper, send them down to the Cop Shot at 1979 Pega Road. Ask to talk to me. I'll get them all lined up. We're going to have a coffee with a cop coming up soon. I don't have the exact dates on that, but
hard to get build recruitment after that graveyard story.
One last thing.
Yep.
So there's these ladies, it's called JT's Purpose, Crafting JT's Purpose. They're making these teddy bears and donating teddy bears to the Alaska State Troopers so that we can give these teddy bears to children that have been involved in traumatic events like a domestic violence
assault.
Well, if you come down to the Trooper Post and talk to me, I'll get you lined up with these ladies. Perfect. And it's for like kids that have been in car accidents and stuff like that. Sure. We give them teddy bears.
Nice. Kind of community service.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next week on the Outdoor Show. This is Craig Campo. Be safe out there.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.